It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. It's Raven basketball in the final regular season game of 2024-25. Benedictine playing host to Grandview. That said, we'll be back taking a quick break. We'll have lots for you right after this.
Married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Nolan, good to have you along with us here this afternoon. Benedictine basketball on Care Radio. What a great day. The final regular season game of the year and two games that mean a lot. I mean, a lot. And let's just start with the first one. The ladies game getting set to go here today for Benedictine. Hart Conference postseason championship tournament seeding. Well, it boils down to today. They got to beat Grandview. It's as simple as that to lock up a number two spot. Okay? For the Lady Ravens in Grandview, they are in a dead heat for second place. The winner of this one is going to be the number two seed. The loser of this one is going to be the number three seed. And the difference in all of that, it's a big difference. The difference is who gets a second home game in the postseason. Well, I'm still waiting for our stats to refresh. So there's a little bit of a problem with that. And while they are doing that, let me bring you starters for the ball game here today. First of all, let's do Grandview. And by the way, it's dark, so I always have to grab up my my little handy-dandy light here. We're going to have Ellie Ringsdorf. Ellie is a 5'6", fifth-season guard out of Red Oak, Iowa. They are also going to have out there number 22. That is Anna Gosling. Anna is a junior. She's 5'6" out of Johnson, Iowa. You're going to have Ava Stolzat. Ava's a freshman out of Altoona, Iowa. She is 5'9". It's Cleo Murray. She is a junior at 5'8" out of Ankeny, Iowa, transferring from Missouri Western. And trying to get him to move around a little bit so I can pick up the final start out of the bar. Our stats are not yet working. Who do we have out here? Hold on just a minute. We're still trying to get him to move around. The crowd continues to make their way into the Nolan Gymnasium here this afternoon. A lot of people coming here today for what promises to be just a tremendous ball game. Remember when these two teams played earlier? We were up at Des Moines. It went overtime. Oh, it's going to be Ella Larson, of course. Ella, the 5'10" senior from Fonda, Iowa. For Benedictine, it'll be the seniors. Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. Lauren Huber from Beloit at 5'7". Out of GCN in Nortonville, 5'11", Jonesy Weiser. 6'1", Jennifer Jacobs out of Wichita, Kingman, Mount Carmel. And from Nemaha Central at 6'3", Riley Roddinghouse. Make it not Roddinghouse. It's not going to be Roddinghouse. It's going to be Nicole Stork getting the call for Benedictine. Nicole, a 5'11" sophomore from Adele, Iowa. So here we go. Set to go at it and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine Lady Ravens in the home whites with red and black. Grandview and black with red and white. The official's trying to get everybody to line up. The ball goes up the tip of the waves. Batted again. It's going to be pulled down by Grandview. So Grandview coming up with a basketball and into the forecourt with the dog going. They'll take it back door all alone underneath. Beanie Nicholson to the rack. It's going to be up and good. And Grandview with a bucket by Anna Gosling. They're going to take the early lead. It is 2-0. Lady Viking. Benedictine will work it around to the right side. Here's Josie in front of the Grandview bench. Comes out on top to Nicholson. Kennedy slides around to the left side, goes all the way to the rack, shot blown at him, batted away. Here comes Grandview with a basketball. Half a minute into the game. They'll dump it over to the right side, now dump it down to the baseline. Three shot up, no good, rebound is on the floor, and it's going to be Stork coming away with the basketball, gets it over to Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter, trailing a 2-0. The left side is going to be Josie. She would take that shot given any opportunity. Here's Jacobs, too far from the rim, gets it to Dubert. Her runner is going to be up and good, and Benedictine is on the board. Off the hand of Lauren Dubert. Lauren led Benedictine in the meeting between these two teams up in Des Moines. A minute gone, it's 2-2. Eyes of the Heart of America Athletic Conference focused on this one here this afternoon. It is the conference game of the week. Backdoor pass, knocked to the floor, the ball's loose, rolling around, and the Ravens are going to turn it, or Grandview is going to turn it over to the Ravens. Here comes Benedictine. BC comes down, feeds it to the right side. JJ tries to drive in. Does she travel? Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. A defender gets a hand in there, reaches in, and deflects the ball. Around the conference today, other noon games include Penn at Baker, Clark at Peru, Mount Mercy at Central Methodist. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine bringing it in at their baseline. Shot clock goes back to 20. Josie, pass is going to be kicked, but saved by Stork. Around to the left side, Dubert will launch three. Got it! Lauren Dubert has all the Ravens scoring, and BC is in front 5-2. We're at 8:15 to play in quarter number one. Down the left side, it goes over to the baseline, looking into the middle. There's no room. Comes out on top. Here's a three, launched and hit. Putting that one in is going to be Ella Larson. And we're tied again at 5. 2 minutes in. Again, the Lady Ravens going left to right across the down. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. It's a little jailbreak. The runner missed. Wide open breakaway for Ellie Ringsdorf, but she fails to finish. Benedictine down the court. Underneath it, Stork. And Stork travels with the basketball. Nicole had difficulties at Baker just 2 days ago. And she's going to turn it over there with her first opportunity to score. 7:40 to go. In the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, back up with it. Grandview, they'll dish it over to the right side. Larson has it, comes back on top. Cleo, Murray swings it over to the left edge to Ringsdorf. Grandview's just slowing it down. They're holding it up. They don't want to run with Benedictine right now. Shot clock's at 8. Driving right, working against Josie. The ball's going to get away. Pick back up Benedictine. Josie bringing it up the court. That is infrequent, and her outlet pass right into the hands of a defender. It's stolen by Gosling. Here comes Grandview. Gosling, a 16-foot runner. No. Dubert with another rebound. And Benedictine coming the other direction. 7 minutes to go in quarter number one. It is 5-5. Grandview getting set to make their first couple of substitutions of the game. Ravens will lob it to the right side. Back it'll come again. Jacob, she gets doubled up in the lane. Feeds underneath. The driving shot. Good. Stork for two. BC goes back in front at 7-5. 6.5 to go, quarter one. Around to the left side. Shot on his way. It's going to be short. Rebounding it down is Jacob. She's not going to bring it up. She's going to slow that thing down and kick it over to the left side to Dubert. Warren will accelerate. Goes all the way to the baseline. Spins it into the middle where it's going to be kicked in. They're going to say it goes out of bounds. Touched by the Lady Ravens. Coming into the game for Grandview is going to be Reagan Muddleman, a 5'4" junior from Lansing, Iowa. And also coming in is going to be Claire Galbraith, a 5'7" freshman from Jeff City. So for first season head coach Jasmine Storr in Grandview, they've got a couple of youngsters out on the floor in a big, big game. 7-5, Lady Ravens in front. The pass is going to be dumped over to the left side. Gosling is going to take it there. Little one-hand pass lobbed out on top. Driving into the right side of the lane, putting up a shot off the window, but it's going to miss. Josie with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Weiser lopes into the forecourt. Dumps it over to Lauren. Dubert will start in. No room. Out the top to Stork. Left side, Nicholson. Ravens aggressively moving the basketball around. Now underneath, Jacobs in traffic. Goes up. Gets fouled. Coming to the line for two. The foul is going to be on Claire Galbraith. It is her first. It is the first foul of the ball game. And I'm going to tell you what. These officials will not call many fouls today. This is too big a deal. Now, Benedictine is going to bring into the game Riley Ridinghouse, who I thought might have been going to be your starter. And also coming into the game is going to be Riley Brueggemann, the 5'8 sophomore out of SJA in Lenexa. The free throw up and good for Jacobs, her first point of the afternoon. It is now 8-5 at Benedictine. Second free throw, she'll get them both. Lady Ravens go up 9-5. We have seen, gosh, over 2.5 minutes now elapse since Grandview has put anything on the board. Out on top, straight away. It's a three, won't go. Rebound, two Ravens fight for it. And it'll be Josie clearing down another rebound. BC will go right side. Jacobs underneath, dumps it across. Brueggemann kicks it to Josie. That's her shot. It's going to come up short. Rebound Jacobs, and she is run into and fouled. And a quick second foul on Claire Galbraith. So as Claire is coming to the game, the freshman has gotten jammed up really quickly, making two early game errors, and she will have a couple of fouls now. Benedictine putting it in, fresh 20 on the shot clock. It'll come into Ridinghouse, over to the left side, Brueggemann. She'll work to the baseline, backs in, tries to feed to Ridinghouse, but it'll be slapped out of bounds. Ella Larson gets a hand on it. Ella is one of the really, really good ones on this team for Grandview. 5 minutes to go, midpoint of quarter one. Ravens with a basketball, leading it by 4. Out on top, it'll go to Nicholson. Kennedy has not set sail with a shot yet. Here's Jacobs, has it stripped out of her hands. It's on the floor, rolling around. Grandview is going to take it away from Jacobs. Here come the Vikings. Into the forecourt, into the right side. It's going to be Cleo Murray. They'll feed left, drive right. Spinning shot is up and missing. Ridinghouse with a rebound. Benedictine runs. Brueggemann will race it up the floor, taking it down the right side. Sidesteps one defender, puts up a running shot that's not even close, didn't draw the foul. Now the outlet down the floor. The question is she fast enough? No. Ava Solseth coming down the court. When you lob the outlet to a five on a fast break, and you've got someone as fast as Josie closing on him from behind, the odds of you getting to the rack in time are bad, and she did not. And Benedictine is going to bring in their sixth seniors. It'll be Riley Wade checking into the game. Wade is in. Jacobs is out. 4.5 to go, quarter one. Benedictine still leading at 9-5, and Grandview's been a long time since they put anything on the board. Way out to the right side is going to be Solseth. Now into the lane, a nice running shot and splitting the defense. Two more for Ella Larson, and she's got five of her team's seven. Lady Ravens by two with 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Wade will dish it over to Josie, who will drive to the baseline, trying to back in. No room, comes out on top. Benedictine is tall on the floor right now. They'll swing it back over to the left side. Speaking of tall, Morales will be coming in shortly. Here's a jumper. Going to be partially deflected. And back up with it will come. Grandview. Looking to tie the game. And the ball stolen. Ravens will outlet left side. Brueggemann. She'll drive down. Cut into the lane. Goes in. Off the window. Doesn't hit it. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Rottinghouse to Josie. She's alone. It's a three. It is good. Josie Weiser. Her first bucket of the afternoon. Benedictine stretches its lead to five. 12-7 at the 3:30 mark. And now we've got a Grandview player who probably should come off the floor for a minute. She got bumped a little bit in there, and the trainers are going to give her a look. And now they're going to stop the game and look at the floor. Officials are going to scan it. I don't know how you spot anything on the black logo out in the middle of the floor, but they're giving it the old college try. Let's reset the Benedictine five on the floor as 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom has reset the lineup a little bit. You're going to have Riley Brueggemann and Riley Rottinghouse. Lauren Duber's out there with Riley Wade, and coming into the game is Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Vikings with the basketball. Benedictine with the lead up 12-7. The dish right. The uncontested three. Nope. Hits the support. And the Ravens are going to be inbounding it in the backcourt. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Brueggemann will walk it up the floor. Stretching a little traffic. Kicks it over to Wade. Here's Dubert. She's not been out of the game yet. Spins into the lane. Has the ball ripped out of her hands. It's on the floor. Dubert's able to save it. 15 on the shot clock. Brueggemann for three. Riley Brueggemann. Is it three plus? The official coming over. They're having a little confab. Brueggemann hits a long three. Step and a half above the circle. And now the officials are having a visit. All three of them are together, top of the key. Both coaches are on their feet. They're all lobbying out there. And let's see if the three is going to count, if there's a foul on the shot, or if there's a foul off the ball. And what's going to happen? They're going to go, and are they going to review this thing? No. They're going to say a foul, holding foul, is going to be on the floor. And they're going to review to see if that shot is going to be good. So, with that, officials come to the near side. We're going to talk about the things going on around the conference today. The 12 o'clock games are also a set of 2 o'clock games with Graceland at Mid-America. That's going to be a good one. Culver Stockton is going to be at Missouri Valley. Park has gotten the five. One team every time out gets an open date, and that will be Park with no game today. Looking at the standings right now in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Mid-America, as we mentioned on top, they are 23-0, 25-2 on the year. Grandview and Benedictine at 19-4 and 18-5. Both of them at 21-6 overall. And also 21 wins for Missouri Valley. They are 21-6. So you don't know, but you got to feel the Heart of America Athletic Conference is going to take four women's teams into the national tournament. Be interested to see how that all kind of shakes out. Here's the deal, too, in this conference. The regular season finale here is going to decide who is the number two team and the number three team in the conference. Now, if Benedictine should lose and Missouri Valley wins, the number three and four seeds are now in a tiebreaker scenario, which would go to Benedictine because they swept Mount Mercy in the regular season. Okay. So, yeah, even if the Lady Ravens would lose today and Valley wins, BC would be the three seed. And it's interesting how that comes about. Okay, the three-point shot for Brueggemann will count. So Brueggemann gets their first bucket of the game. And this could be a six-point trip as Benedictine, with that subsequent foul, they're going to get the ball down at the baseline. Coach Starr can't be real happy with this. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. Brueggemann will have it on top. Batted away from her for a moment, but she's able to recover it. Picks it back up. Gets it over to Rottinghouse. Right side, Dubert. Top side is going to be Wade. She'll go in. Look away pass. Brueggemann. It's another three. That one does not fall. Rebound. Cleared away by Grandview. Gosling will come up with a basketball. Dumps it over to the left side to Muddleman. Back down the lane is going to be Ava Salsta. She'll push it on top. Ella Larson. Looking for the 3:15 on the shot clock. Lots and lots of time. Granby does not have to rush this. They're looking for the back door. They want Larson down there. Can't get it to her. And then reaching in, Dubert will pick up her first foul of the game. Lawrence first foul. In fact, that is Benedictine's first foul in the game. Interestingly, Granby is going to bring Ellie Ringsdorf in. And back in is going to come Claire Galbraith. And again, Galbraith is going to be out there with a couple of fouls on her. Here comes Grandview with a basketball. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. It's a low-scoring game at 15-7. Back and in. Shot up, partially deflected, and they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe it was going to be a clean block, but Michaela Bauman is going to be whistled for her first foul. It'll be Raven team foul two. And coming to the free throw line, Grandview. So as Ella steps up, she is a scorer. She's a good shooter, and her first free throw is spot on. So Larson hits the bucket. She is an 81.8% free throw shooter this year. Not only that, she has six of her team's 8 points so far. So she's kind of lifted them up on her shoulders, and the senior from Fonda, Iowa. Are they going to get this straight? The foul, I mean, it was on Michaela Bauman, pretty clearly, I thought. Second free throw, she'll hit them both. It is now 15-9. Benedictine, just over 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Bauman will bring it into the forecourt. Way out on top. Here's Josie. Here's a three. In, out, no. Players crashing to the floor. No fouls. They will let them play today. And back down with it. It's going to be Grandview. They'll jump it off on top. Galbraith feeds it over. Larson will go top of the key. Back over to the right side to Gosling. She'll accelerate. Go to the baseline. Put it up off the block. Too hard. Rebound. Tipped around. Pulled down Grandview. And then a whistle. A foul against Benedictine. It's going to be on Stork. It's not going to be on Stork. It's going to be on Brueggemann. So Brueggemann will pick up her first foul. Benedictine will have team foul three. We've got a minute and a half to go opening quarter. 15-9, Lady Ravens in front. Again, Grandview will start to the left side. Beats across the lane. The ball's tipped away by Jacob. Stolen down Brueggemann. Here come the Lady Ravens. Benedictine into the forecourt. Brueggemann will accelerate. Jumps it over to the left side. Stork had no idea that pass was coming, and Grandview's going to take it back. Lady Vikings down the floor. Come top side. Driving in. The shot blocked out of bounds by Brueggemann. But apparently on the drive, foul is going to be called on Josie. That was off the basketball, and Wise will have her first foul. Four Lady Raven players with one foul each. Second, Benedictine's got Kennedy Nicholson back in, and Grandview will throw the ball away on the inbound. Now there's a question, did somebody touch it? The officials are struggling maybe a little bit in this opening quarter. We're having a lot of conferences. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled that they're just 75 seconds to go in the first quarter, 15-9 Benedictine. Grandview with the basketball up top side. It's going to be Larson. Looks to the middle, swings it over to the right to Gosling. Gosling seesaw dribble in front of Stewart, playing up to the high. Back over to the right side, trying to drive in is going to be Galbraith. Out on top once more to Gosling. Shot clock at five. Gosling backs away, pulls up, goes three, hits three. Gosling. So Larson and Gosling, the only two players for Grandview to have scored today, were in the last minute of the opening quarter. Benedict's lead is cut to three. It is 15-12. Nicholson has it right side. I don't think Kennedy's taking a shot. They'll feed in the middle of Stork. She'll lose a handle, able to get it picked back up. Kicks it to JJ. She'll drive and miss the layup. Jacobs misses a shot she does not usually miss. And coming down the court with it, here's a travel. No, the shot, yes. Two-point bucket for Gosling. And it's a one-point game, 15-14. A 7-0 run right now for Grandview. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Now eight. Out of top, Nicholson. They'll throw it away. Nicholson looking for Josie. Josie wasn't there. Kennedy will throw it into the crowd. And Grandview has a chance to take a lead at the end of the opening quarter. They've got 5 seconds to get a shot off. Quickly, they'll come down the floor. Run to the left side. And a contact. Is it a charge? Is it a block? What's the call? The official stops. Throws a hand in the air, and I get nothing. And that is going to be the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one here in the Nolan Gym. Benedictine 15, Grandview 14.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ralph Dolan Gymnasium this afternoon on the beautiful campus, Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it is. Oh, thank you. College basketball this afternoon, the final regular season game. I just can't get over it. Final regular season game of the 2024-25 season. And I'm going to click this one here and see if that makes something different work. We go to the second quarter. The Ravens clinging to a one-point lead. It is 15-14. And it'll be Grandview basketball to begin the second quarter. Grandview will drive right, jump it into the corner. An uncontested three, rims out, no good. And the Ravens back up court with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. Driving it down the left side, the feet underneath, and Stork for two on the assist by Dubert. 4 points in the ball game for Nicole Stork. Grandview will have it back up top side. Down the left side of the lane, back it away. There we go. We got what we're looking for here. Feet down the baseline, a little head fake, no shot available. Back up with it is going to come Grandview. They'll push it back off to the top. Coming into the lane, no room. Out on top again, 5 minutes shot clock. They'll again try to attack the rim. Nothing there. Out on top, another three. Air ball! Wide to the right side, goes out of bounds on the fly. And Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. Grandview, 5 of 18 shooting the basketball. 28%. Benedictine is 6 of 14. 43% so far in the game. We're a minute gone in the second quarter. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Stork back out on top. J.J. in front of the Grandview bench. They'll get the Tamarin Jubert. Stork back out on top. Nicholson will drive baseline. Goes in. Goes up. Running shot. No. Benedict is missing a lot of bunny shots. Easy shots. Short shots that they are typically going to make. That is Kennedy's first shot of the game. Here's a three on the other end. Got it. Galbraith knocks it down, and Claire gets her first point of the game, and Grandview gets the game tied at 17. 8:19 to go. Running shot is going to be up and good. Benedictic back in front by two at 19-17. Lady Ravens, and their player defense, they're going to pretty much stick with that. Here's Galbraith easing it around to the right side. Pulls up the dribble between the circles, looks it over to the left to Mutterman. Little left-hand dribble working against Kennedy Nicholson, backs it away again. Raven defense has been pretty good. 7:50 to go in the first half. Shot clock is again in single digits, down at 5. Three-point shot, launch looks good, but a little bit short. And the rebound, Grandview is going to save it in, out on top. Still again, kick it over to Galbraith. Top side is going to go to Gosling. 7.5 to go in the opening half. 19-17, Lady Ravens in front of this game for the second spot in the on the season in the conference standings, and a jumper by Gosling is good. That is her ninth point of the game. Nicholson will have it on the left side. Benedictine back on offense as we are tied for the second time now at 19-19. And the feed from Stork way too high and way out of reach of Jennifer Jacobs. And Benedictine with another turnover. It'll be the Lady Ravens' seventh turnover of the afternoon. And we've still got 7:10 to go in the second quarter. You extrapolate that, you're talking about 7, probably 50. You're talking about a 30 turnover kind of a game, pretty close, 25. Big number. 7 minutes to go in the half. Grandview up the floor, and they'll swing it over to the right side. Back off on top. Ella Larson has come back in. She is just so solid. Gets it to Saul Seth. Back over it goes to Fogarty. Shot clock at 4. At 3. You can see what Grandview's plan is, right? Run the shot clock down to nothing, and that time they ran it so far to nothing, it went to nothing. They did not get a shot launched. And Benedictine is going to have it in play for the backcourt. It is easy to see that what Grandview does not want to do is run with this team. They want to slow this thing down. They're going to take the shot clock every time to single digits and many times under 5. Here's Josie attacking a bucket, falling away. An off-balance shot is not going to drop. And a rebound cleared away by Ella Larson. She'll outlet it to Murray. Down the floor with it. Murray will go across, goes in, shot's blocked. Josie's going to pick it up, and here comes Benedictine. Baseball pass to the other end. Nice job of just reaching out and getting a fingertip on that ball by Larson. It'll go into the pit, and Nicholson has to climb because there's nobody sitting there. 6:12 to go. Usually they have somebody with a mop or a broom or, you know, some group of Cub Scouts or something down there, but not today. Brueggemann into the game. She will inbound it to Josie, who will shoot but miss and get her own rebound, pull up again and miss. This time the rebound cleared away by Larson. Grandview back up court with the basketball. Inside 6 to play in the opening half. Vikings over to the right side. Looking into the middle is going to be Salted. No room for her there. Kicks it back over to Galbraith. A big collision. Bodies all over the floor. And, oh, we got to get a block called from the far side. And it's going to be on Josie. Weiser will pick up her second foul of the game. That is the first foul by either team in the second quarter. So Josie with those two fouls is going to come off the floor. And back in is going to come the 5'8 junior, Michaela Bauman. Also coming in for Benedictine is going to be the Olathe senior. Riley Wade is back in. 19-19 ball game. Surprisingly, at least to me, low scoring affair. into the lane, falling away, the shot off the window and good, and Grandview is in front. The Vikings have taken the lead at 21-19. 5:20 to go, quarter number two. Nicholson with it up top side. Still for Grandview is tight defense, patient offense. That's kind of the 1-2 combo right now. Stork goes back over to Wade. Has the ball taken away from her. But it's going to be lost out of bounds. Comes back into Benedictine. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Bauman, Wade, and Stork for Benedictine. Later, he was with one starter on the floor right now. I guess Stork started today, so we'll make two. Here's Nicholson, puts up a desperation shot, and it goes in! It's a two! As the shot clock elapsed, Nicholson gets her first points of the game. 21-21 at 4:50 to go. We are tied for the third time in the second quarter. Ella Larson kicks it over. Back over to the right side to Galbraith. Here's a three straight away from the top, and that is the second time left undefended that Anna Gosling just hits that three from about a step and a half above the three-point ring straight away, and she's having a great start to the game. BC back down court. Looking to tie. Nicholson shot wide, rebounded. Wade comes crashing in. She knocks over two Grandview players and picks up the foul. It'll be foul number one by Riley Wade. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two. Grandview has not fouled yet in the second quarter, and we're just over 4 minutes to play in the half. Down the right side with it, Lady Vikings, Larson feeds inside the block, reverse layup, no, but leaving no defense on the follow shot, and putting it back up and in is going to be Cleo Murray. Grandview now goes up five. It is 26-21. Wade with the basketball goes over to Dubert. Wade was open. Dubert says, I think I'll go out on top instead of Brueggemann. She'll go to the baseline, feeds it over to Wade. Back out on top. Bauman will launch the three. It's too strong. Rebound, BC. Wade will go left side, puts up the shot, gets it to go, and draws the foul. So Riley Wayne with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. The foul is on Grandview's Ava Salseth. Is her first of the game. Grandview's going to bring Brianna Fields in. She's a junior from Creston, Iowa. 5'11", they call her a power forward in their offense. Ravens can get back to within two, and they will. The free throw by Wade is good, and she's got her first three. It is 26-24. Grandview in front, 3:20 to go in the first half. Again, low-scoring business, and that is to Grandview's advantage. Here's the feed in the lane. Dishes left, rotates out on top. Stepping inside the circle, the two-point shot is going to be good. And Anna Gosling, 14 points already. She's putting on a clinic with 3 minutes to go in the half. 28-24, Grandview. BC around the left side, and it goes over to the edge. You're going to find Riley Brueggemann run into and fouled. So it'll be the second foul by Ava Salseth. Second foul of the quarter by Grandview. Each team with two second quarter fouls. 2:50 to go in the half. Back over to the left side. Looking inside. Dubert gets it to Jacobs. This is her shot. Won't hit it. Rebound tipped out. Nicely saved by the Lady Ravens. Michaela, baseline jumper. No. Rebound Wade. She wants to go back up, but doesn't. Kicks it over. And they look a little confused out on the floor. I think it's an unusual group of players on the floor together and not accustomed to where one another is. For Benedictine, I say that. Here's the lineup out there right now. Riley Brueggemann and Lauren Dubert, Michaela Bauman, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs. So basically what that does is put Jacobs at the five That's not her normal home. Here's the shot clock down to 7. Dubert from 16. Nope. Rebound. Pulled away by Grandview. Cleo Murray coming up with the basketball. Here's the runner on the other end. Gosling, a rare miss for her. And the long rebound is saved by Ella Larson. Grandview's going to keep it alive. 2 minutes to go in the half. Larson runs, shoots, scores! 30-24. Benedictine trails by 6. This is the largest Grandview lead so far. Here's Wade in the lane. She goes right, but doesn't dribble the ball and travels with it. So Riley Wade will turn it over. A minute 40 to go in the half. So the Ravens are going to get Wade out of the game, and back in will come Nicole Stork. Kennedy Nicholson is going to come in for Bauman. And it will be Brueggemann and Dubert topside with Nicholson at the 3. You're going to have Jacobs and Stork in the middle. Lady Ravens with the defense out there, trailing by 6. Grandview looking to stretch their lead with a minute 20 to go in the opening half. First to the left side, then back to the right goes Larson. Puts it off on top, Gosling. Back over to Fields. She's backing in. The shot clock's at 4. The shot clock's at 3. The shot goes up. It misses. Rebound to Jacobs. Jennifer coming down with the basketball. Did you see Larson hook and hold on to Dubert over there to keep her from getting that fast break outlet pass? And Benedictine down court. The feed to Jacobs, it goes right through her. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be off Benedictine. Lady Ravens again trying to pass the ball into the traffic in the lane, turning it over. Grandview is going to get Ellie Ringsdorf back in, the Red Oak, Iowa senior. Inside a minute to go in the half. Grandview with the basketball, leading by 6. They will go all the way in the lane, put up a shot. It's going to be a blocking foul on Stork. So Nicole Stork collects her first foul. Team fouls are even. Now Benedictine now with 3 team fouls. Grandview with 2. And at the line, Gosling. No. So Anna Gosling unable to connect on that first one. She's an 85.4% free throw shooter. The second one will roll in. And Benedictine finds themselves trailing by 7. It is 31-24, 49 seconds to play in the first half. Brueggemann is going to walk it up the floor. One thing Benedictine cannot do, that's get panicky and try to start doing things that are beyond their normal scope. Good defense in the middle. Here's Brueggemann from the top. Knocked down a big 3. That was a huge shot for the Lady Ravens, and Brueggemann has 6. 31-27. Half a minute to go in the half. Shot clock and game clock are just about identical. You're going to expect Grandview to run this thing all the way down to the bottom. Gosling looking for the ball. They finally get it over to the right side to Mutterman. She'll put it on top to Larson. She'll go 3. It's very short. And a rebound underneath. And the follow shot gets missed. Benedictine, not alert with the time, does not get it down the floor. And we have come to the end of the opening half. We'll be back. It's intermission here in the Dolan Gymnasium as the teams go to the locker room. It's Grandview's Lady Vikings 31, Benedictine 27.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tecouple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes, when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Experiencing, if not the, certainly one of the lowest scoring first halves of any game this season as they find themselves trailing Grandview here at home, 31-27 at halftime. Lady Raven, the Raven dance team is out on the court, entertaining the crowd this afternoon, and while they're doing that, let me recap a little bit of what has gone on in the first half. First of all, scoring for Grandview. Man, it's hard to beat the way Anna Gosling is playing, because she's 6 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 3 from outside, 3 rebounds. She's got 15 points already this afternoon. Ella Larson has 9. Then it drops to 3 in the first half for Galbraith as Claire hit a 3-point shot in the second quarter. You've got 2 for Cleo Murray and 2 for Ava Salsep. For the Lady Ravens, no one in double-figure scoring. The leading scorer is Wiley Brueggemann, who's coming off the bench to hit 2 3-point shots. She has 6 for Benedictin. Lauren Dubert with 5. It falls into 4 for Nicole Stork. 3 apiece for Josie Weiser and Riley Wade. 4 for Kennedy Nicholson. And Jennifer Jacobs has 2 free throws. You're asking yourself, well, how does this deficit at halftime come about? Well, these two teams are shooting similar kind of numbers. Benedictine hitting 37% of their shots. Grandview hitting 38% of theirs. 3-point shots. The Lady Ravens are out shooting Grandview. BC is 4 of 11. Grandview's 4 of 14. At the free throw line, Benedictine 3 of 3. Grandview's 3 of 4. But the difference is the number of shots that Grandview has been able to get away. Benedictine getting 27 shots on goal. Only 27 were Grandview and put up 32 first half shots. And the Ravens, a little turnover prone right now, as they have turned it over 9 times in the first half. Grandview has turned it over only 6. And again, the Grandview's plan is quite apparent. They do not want to run. They want low scoring games. And they've been able to make that happen right now. Benedict is going to have to find a way to get that transition going, utilize their speed and their perimeter scoring ability. Again, for the Lady Ravens, 4 of 11 from outside, 36%. Not a bad number, but we're used to seeing more shots, more scoring from this Lady Raven team. Fouls? Yeah, nobody in any foul trouble for either team. No one with more than 2, so none of that is an issue. We also want to remind you that it's a doubleheader, as always, here on Care Radio. The Benedictine men getting set to go. They're out of the court warming up here at halftime of the ladies' game. It'll be the guys' turn to tip it off. It'll be about 2 o'clock. Stay with us on Care Radio to bring you that one as well. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this women's college basketball game live here in the heart of American Athletic Conference. As they are in the locker room at halftime, it's Grandview 31, Benedictine 27. As we kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tecouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedict and Ravens basketball action for you. We'll return to the Nolan and Tom Couts and the women's game in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Kerr Country sports calendar, well, it's kind of up in the air right now. Coming up on Tuesday evening, I know for sure that we're going to have a Benedict and Lady Ravens basketball game. We do not know who we're playing yet or where we're playing yet on Tuesday, but we will be covering that women's game for the Lady Ravens this Tuesday at 7 p.m. For everything else, I would strongly refer to the weekly and daily sportscasts. We will have more information coming up on Monday and Tuesday morning as to who all will be covering across the MSC networks. So please tune in to Brandon Tadman's daily sportscast to get all that information. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that scores as I have them across the Heart of America Athletic Conference and an amazing score for Benedictine Ladies.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Naughty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Naughty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some halftime scores to share with you in the women's games. It is Baker William Penn, 29-18 at the half. With the halftime score out of Peru, Nebraska, Peru State is leading Clark 42-40 in the women's game. With 5:02 left to go in the Central Methodist Mount Mercy game, Central Methodist is on top 28-22. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Grandview is up on Benedictine, with Grandview sitting at 31, Lady Ravens 27. I do have an amazing score to share with you. In women's lacrosse, Benedictine ladies had just had a major victory with a 26-1 victory over Ottawa. Quite good news there. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 50. Mainly clear and dry. Monday and Tuesday, upper 50s. Monday, low 60s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 34 degrees and sunny in downtown Atchison. That makes me very happy to say. It feels like 26 out there. The winds are out of the south at 11 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 51%. The dew point, 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's falling. It's at 30.27 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back to the Nolan. Good to have you along with us as we're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's women's college basketball game on Care Radio with the guys' game still coming up at about 2 o'clock. Lady Ravens with the alternate possession will be putting the ball in play to begin the second half. We're underway. BC at home trailing 31-27 here at the break. Many thanks to our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He said, "Watch it's a great halftime." And so we come back. A nice layup by Jennifer Jacobs, and the Ravens are back within two. Jacobs, that is her first field goal of the game. She had 2 points in the first half on two first quarter free throws. It is now 31-29. 9:40 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine starting in the second half with Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobson, Stork, the same five that began the ball game. For Grandview, Ringsdorf, Murray, Gosling, Larson, and Solsa. Now Grandview going from left to right, working toward their bench, and on one knee, head coach Jasmine Storr in her first season. Here's a drive to the free throw line, back over to the left, it goes down the left side of the lane, all the way to the baseline, shot goes up at the buzzer, and again, there's what Grandview's trying to do, run that shot clock down. Here comes Josie, runs in, 12-footer, rims out, no. Rebound tipped away, out of bounds, no, saved by Grandview somehow. Spectacular play down to the baseline by Grandview's Salsa. And they're going to bring it up the court. Salsa three. Nah, rebound Josie. That is not what Coach Storr has in mind. The feet underneath, J.J. twists and turns, and Rams are going to lob it back out on top. Benedictine is going to look to, I think, up the tempo a little bit, try to get a little more aggressive, try to speed this game back up. That's much more to their liking. Josie's going to take it over to the right side, feeds underneath J.J., reverse layup, missed it because she was too far underneath the rim. Couldn't get it to fall, but that is what Benedictine wants. They get those kind of shots, they're going to be in pretty good shape as this game wears on. It's 31-29, Grandview in front. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Vikings will dump it over to the left side, try to back into the lane, working against Nicholson, little size mismatch, out on top again. The big goes three, this one doesn't go. Nicholson clears down the board. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy brings it down out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. One of the six Raven seniors. Here's Jacobs down the right side. Out on top, it'll go to Lauren. Dubert lobs it into the corner to Stork. Shot clock at eight. Dubert with it on top. Plays away from the screen. Passes up the shot. Kicks it to Nicholson. Her three is wide left. Rebound. Grandview. So Benedictine took a lot of time on that position and never got a good look at the rim. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Vikings with the ball still leading it by two. Drive it down, the dish right, the kick to the wing, the three-point shot, online perfect. Three-point shot, Cleo Murray. She's got five, and it's 34-29. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Grandview in front on the road here today in the final regular season game of the year. Dubert needs some help, not getting it, needs some help, not getting it. Finally, a risky pass that is going to be corralled by Nicholson. The feed underneath the Stork. The dish to Josie. The baseline three. Money. Josie Weiser from the baseline corner. Her second three of the afternoon. And it's 34-32. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. And look at Grandview. They're just holding the ball up topside. Taking their time. Running the clock. Now backing into the lane. No shot. Kicks it outside. Rotates it back out on top. They've got the shot clock at 10 into the lane. That six-footer rolls out the back of the rim. No good. And Nicholson with another rebound. And again, she brings it into the forecourt. 6:27 to go in the third. Here's Stork with it. I know she was thinking about putting up the three, but decided wisely probably not to do that. Shot clock at 12. Three for Josie. That was really long. And it was going to miss. Rebound down to Murray. Cleo comes over to basketball and will bring it into the forecourt herself. Goes to the right side to Larson. Driving in. Larson does a great job of using her body to box out. Get between her and the defender. 11 points down for Ella. 36-32. Grandview at 5:50 to go in the third. Josie's going to drop it over to the block. Out on the left side. The three. Dubert halfway down. Spins out. Grandview back up court with the basketball. Ringsdorf. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. We're nearly midpoint of quarter three. All the way down to the right side of the lane, down to the block. Backhead's going to go to the left edge. Grandview moving it, passing it, working it, and continuing to run time. Now here's a three. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Grandview pulls it down. The feet underneath. No one there on defense. And Josie crashes in late. Commits a silly foul. Count the bucket. No, that's not the number. Change that. That's more like it. Not 12. It's on 20. It's going to be on Josie. That is her third foul. And that will probably bring her off the floor. It does. Also, Jacobs and Dubert coming out of the game. And at the line, Cleo Murray. She hit a three a moment ago. Now she's got a chance at a conventional three. on the court for Benedictine. Going to be Riley Wade and Kennedy Nicholson. Right side of the lane. Left side of the lane is going to be Stork and Brueggemann with Riley Wade. Free throws up. It is no good. 38-32. Grandview up six. Brueggemann throws one at the rim. Missed it. Throws one at the rim. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. It is Raven ball. Not sure what Riley had in mind there exactly. I think she thought she was going to draw a foul and was hoping to get a couple of free throws out of it, but that did not happen and probably won't today. We're halfway through the third quarter. Grandview with the 38-32 lead. Here's Brueggemann, goes inside, puts up another shot that misses. Here comes Grandview. Outlet quickly down court, and it's out of reach of Anna Gosling. It's going out of bounds. Let's talk about Anna Gosling a little bit. 15 points in the first half, okay? She is extremely, extremely good. And this team, this Grandview team's got three of the top five scorers in the conference on it. You've got Gosling, second in the conference, averaging 19 a game. Ravens back down on the right side. We got Hattie's come in. And her reverse layup doesn't drop. Gets her own rebound. Follows it up in traffic and kicks it off to Whitman. Good. How about that for Benedictine's Hattie Gross. So Hattie, the 5'8" freshman from Frankfort, Kansas. She's got some of her teammates here. I saw some letter jackets with the big F on the front. So she brought some fans today. 4 minutes ago in the third quarter. Grandview with the basketball up for a 14-foot turnaround shot. No. Rebound Stork. Gets it over to Brueggemann. Brueggemann clap on her hand and says, get it here. We got to go. Transitions it down the floor. Riley goes to the left side of the free throw line extended. Nicholson. Ravens, if you look out there, Benedictine has essentially got all guards on the floor right now. They've abandoned the bigs with the exception of you've still got Stork out there. Here's Kennedy for three. Nope. The long rebound. Going to be saved by Hattie. And the freshman comes down with a basketball. Gets it back out on top to Nicholson. 3:20 to go in the first or in the third quarter. 38-34 Grandview. Wade with it on top. Right side is going to be Hattie. Steps inside. Drives. Dishes into the middle. Gets it there to Wade. Misses the bunny. Rebounded back down. Stork puts it up and in. Nicole Stork with six. 38-36. Ravens are back to within two. Grandview calling a timeout. We're taking a break with 2:59 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens battling back. It's Grandview 38, Benedictine 36.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Minutes and 59 to go in the third quarter, 38-36. Grandview in front. They have led in this game for, they led for a really long time. They took the lead away from Benedictine around the midpoint of the second quarter, have not relinquished it, but the Ravens have done a good job of keeping themselves within some striking distance. Coming out of a timeout, called by first season head coach Jasmine Storer for the Lady Vikings. It's going to be stolen by Brueggemann. She loses it. She's on the floor, and now it's going to be picked back up by Dubert. In traffic, no. Rebound, a whistle, a foul by Grandview. The fourth quarter of this game could be mayhem. These teams are after it out here. Brueggemann coming to the near side. Free throw. Rolls in. Dubert hits the free throw. Lauren's sixth point of the afternoon. She can tie it here. She does. We are even at 38 with 2:47 to go. Here comes Grandview. Ella Larson. Come out on top. Murray. Feeds it over to the right side. Ringsdorf drives across the left side. No room. Good defense. Back out on top it comes. Shot clock down to 10. Over to the right block. Back and in. Back and in. Twisting. Turning. Shooting. Scoring. The back by Cleo Murray. She's having a huge third quarter. 7 in the quarter. She only had 2 points in the first half. Vikings back in front. 40-38. The runner from the left side will not fall down for Dubert. And Grandview rebounding down the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Vikings with the ball up 2. Way over to the left side is going to go. And now out on top to Ringsdorf. Alone, uncontested 3. No. And J.J. cannot come down with the rebound. It's going to be taken away by Salsas. Grammy's going to keep it alive. Now Salsas goes baseline, throws it across, deep into the left corner to Peterson. She's trapped on the edge, able to get away, double-teamed, all alone underneath. And Dubert says, here's the deal. I'm not going to give up the uncontested free throw. I'll put you on the line first. Dubert will have her second foul of the afternoon, and stepping up to the line is going to be Cleo Murray. Now, Cleo is a 67.2% free throw shooter. The Ravens are going to take Wade out of the game for Stork. Josie thought she was going to get to come back in, but Coach said not yet, Josie. In a little bit. Minute 37 to go in the third quarter. 2 free throws for Murray. First one right on. She's 1 of 2 at the line now this afternoon, but having a huge third quarter. In fact, she's got all but 2 of Grandview's second half points so far. She'll hit that one. 9 points in the quarter for Cleo Murray. Her team has scored 11 here in the third quarter. So she has been the offense for Grandview in the second half. 42-38 Vikings with a minute 27 to go and rolling along here toward the end of the third. Driving in is going to be Hattie. Gross lobs it over to the left side, and they're going to say the freshman travels with the basketball. This is kind of a high-pressure situation to put a freshman in a game that has pretty serious consequences. Again, the winner of this game will have the honor of being the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. The loser will be number 3. Here's a layup. It's going to be up and good from underneath the bucket, and 2 more for Cleo Murray. She is lighting it up in the third, 13 in this quarter. And the Ravens up the floor, now down 6. Dubert will look inside. Out on top, the 3, Brueggemann, no. Rebound, Grandview. Ella Larson clears it down, brings it up. Stops just inside the 3-point circle, kicks it over to Gosling, who has not scored in the second half after 15 in the first half. Back again to Larson. Ravens really don't want to give up a bucket here. We're in the last 30 seconds of the third quarter. Back off on top, little head fake, no travel. Shot clock at 4, at 3, at 2, at 1, at the buzzer. It's off the mark. It's an air ball. That should be, yes. That should be a shot clock violation, and it is. So with 15 seconds left in the third quarter, Lady Ravens are going to be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. And let's see, Coach is going to bring Nicholson in, and he's also going to bring Rottinghouse back into the game. So the Ravens making a little offense-defense switch. They would love a bucket here and make this a 3 or 4 point game going to the fourth quarter. 11 seconds to go as they're into the forecourt. Left side, Brueggemann, 3. Right on line, but doesn't go. Rebound, Ravens. Brueggemann to the baseline. A collision. Brueggemann goes in. A runner off the mark. Bodies all over the floor. No fouls called. 3 quarters in the book. We're going to be back in the Nolan and going to the fourth of an exciting women's college basketball game. We're the visitors from Des Moines. Grandview leads Benedictine 44-38.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
For the Lady Ravens, Francis Holmes being outscored 13-11 in that third quarter. And again, Grandview continues to stick with the game plan that they came in with, and it has worked really well. Anytime you can hold a 21-win team, thank you, a 21-win team to 38 points through three quarters, your defense is doing something good, and your offense is playing smart and limiting possessions. And that's what is happening here today. The Lady Ravens are going to have to find the offense in the fourth quarter. They go to the fourth, trailing it by six, and it is Grandview basketball. We're back underway. Guys, game's still coming up. An anticipated 2 o'clock tip for them. And as quickly as this game is moving and as few fouls as we're seeing called, it'll probably get off on time, if not early. Here's a runner into the lane. Little left-handed scoop shot is up and good. Anna Gosling, her first points of the second half. In that third quarter, Grandview scores 13. 11 of them belong to Cleo Murray. Benedictin will feed in the middle. Little turnaround hook shot in the lane is going to be missed. Rodinghouse wide open, throws it up. It hits the back of the rim. Caroms out. Grandview back up floor with it. They will go into the lane and travel with the basketball. How many steps do we get? And they're going to call at the baseline a jump ball. I'm sure this official, the new one, was calling a travel, and the one at the baseline says that's a jump ball. For the Lady Ravens, it is Benedict in possession, so they'll have it up the floor. 9:20 to go in the game. 46-38 Grandview. Out on top, Rodinghouse. Over to Brueggemann. Here's Kennedy, alone. Set shot, three. No, it won't go down. Rebounding it, Grandview. Looking for a double-digit lead here. Grandview with the ball, and again, being patient, running time. Little backdoor pass, the feed to the baseline, the three ball, no. Pulled back down by Brueggemann. Here she comes, brings it up, look away, over to Kennedy. Wants to go underneath, gets it there. Stork to Rodinghouse to Josie. You gotta look, you gotta decide who's your scorer. Who are the scorers on your team, and they're the people you're gonna have to go to. Here in this fourth quarter with 8 minutes and 20 to play. Trailing by eight. It'll be Weiser to inbound. You've got Stork out of the court. She has 6 points. Rodinghouse has no points. Kennedy Nicholson only four on a couple of threes. Spinning shot. Brueggemann doesn't hit it. And Rodinghouse is looking the wrong way as the ball comes to the floor, lands right behind her. And she comes over complaining to the official about the person against whom she's playing. Did not even see the ball hit the floor. Back down court with it. Here's a baseline shot. It's three. It's good. Grandview's opened up a huge lead. Cleo Murray with another bucket. She's got 16, and the Ravens in trouble. We're taking a break. 7:56 to go in the game. Grandview 49, Benedictine 38.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With 7 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the regular season, the Benedictine Lady Ravens find themselves trailing Grandview double digits. It is 49-38. It is hard to believe that the Lady Ravens have been held to 38 points at this juncture of the game. They have not yet scored in the fourth quarter. You got to make up double-figure scoring. You got to score, and they haven't scored yet in the quarter. Coming out of the floor for Coach Folsom, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Duber, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Nicole Stork. Ravens will bring it in. Josie's got it on top. You're going to have to look for Josie's and Lawrence and Kennedy's to put some points on the board here in this late going. Here's the feed underneath, and the shot, J.J. Wild, way over the rim, not close, didn't use the backboard, and Benedict and panicking a little bit with 7.5 to go in the game. Three-point shot buried by Grandview as they are in jeopardy, running away now, leading it by a 52-38 count. They are red hot. Ravens down 14 with 7:20 to go. Top side is going to be Nicholson. Nicholson pivots with the right foot, works the way over to the left. Granby is forcing the Ravens to use way too much time. Dubert goes in, puts a shot up, and is fortunate to have drawn a foul. Dubert's down there trying to enthuse her team, trying to get her team energized, trying to get them more emotionally invested in this. And now she's going to be coming to the free throw line. She looks, she shoots, and hits the free throw. And the Ravens now on the board in the fourth quarter for the first time with 7:04 to play in the game. Lauren has 7 points. And a couple of free throws here give her 9. It is 52-40. Back up the floor with the basketball. It is Grandview and Anna Gosling. She'll run and shoot, doesn't get it, and an offensive rebound, Ella Larson. And Grandview could take another 20 seconds off the clock. Larson right side, out of top, Gosling. She's so good from there, but that one is going to be long, and Josie clears it away. Here comes Benedictine. Weiser will run up the floor, races over to the left side. Tried to get a three away, couldn't, kicks it out on top. Jacobs, she'll start down the lane, comes back out on top to Josie. And right now, Grandview knows that they've got to have a hand in Josie's face. Here's a feed to Kennedy for three. No. Rebound underneath to Jacobs, slaps it out to Josie for three. No. Rebound pulled down by Stork. She gets fouled. Well, certainly it's not for lack of getting some of the shots that you want and taken by the shooters that you want to see taking them. Ravens just now trying to find a way to get some of those shots to fall. That foul, by the way, is on Gosling. It'll be her first of the game. It is the second of the fourth quarter by Grandview. Benedictine looking to bring it in, gets it in. Nicholson, closely guarded, well guarded. They play off on the switch. The feed comes in the middle. Jacobs able to reach back behind her and corral the ball. Back out on top, Nicholson. Benedictine using so much time, and now they're going to feed underneath and settle for the two that Stork misses. Lady Ravens unable to buy a bucket here with 5:55 to go into ballgame, trailing by a dozen. It is 52-40 Grandview. Now left side going in, underhand shot missing by the Vikings, and an offensive rebound, and then losing it out of bounds down to the baseline. A turnover by Anna Gosling. Speaking of Anna Gosling, she's got 20 points right now for Grandview, and we're going to get a Viking timeout. Timeout of the court, 5:44 to go in the ladies' game. Grandview 52, Benedictine 40.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
At 44 seconds of play in this final game of the regular season, the Benedictine Lady Ravens have a hill to climb and their work cut out for them. They're coming out of the timeout. Let's see what 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom has drawn up for this club. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Stork, an offensive group out of the floor right now for the Lady Ravens. Here's Josie. It's three. Doesn't go. Rebound. Pushing off is going to be Cleo Murray. She shoves away, clears down the ball, and Grandview up 12 down the floor. a big collision, and an offensive foul called. The foul by Grandview's Cleo Murray. She seems very upset. It is only her first foul. It'll be her team's third. Excuse me, not her first foul. Let me fix that. It'll be her second. And Benedictine, as the gym gets oddly quiet, Benedictine coming up the floor. Dubert's going to let this thing roll all the way into the fourth quarter and pick it up. 5:25 to go. Josie has it on the right side. Ravens just need to find points. Down 12. Running out of time. Here's Dubert. She'll cut loose for three. Nope. And another rebound taken down by Stork. Underneath the rim. Goes up. Can't get it to go in again, but she'll get fouled. And I suspect this Stork may be on Fields. It is going to be on Fields. And so Brianna has her first foul, and she comes right back out of the game. Nicole Stork come to the line for Benedictine. It is up. It's not good. Stork is a 59.2% free throw shooter. She's got 6 points today, and that free throw will give her seven. That is the first Benedictine point in a while. In fact, Benedictine has scored 3 points in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. It is 52-41. And we're now inside five to go. Grandview can really take charge of this game by being patient. Here's an uncontested three that misses. Ravens are going to come down with a rebound. Here comes BC. Weiser up the floor, goes Dubert. She'll run the ball club from the one. Back over to the right side to Josie. They'll feed Jacobs out on top. Dubert, uncontested three for her. Doesn't go in. And Josie jumps on top of the back of Solseth. And it looked like she was going to climb over her and try to knock the ball away. But what she ended up doing is picking up her fourth foul when her team needs her. Is she going to come out? No, they're going to leave her out there with four fouls. No, they're going to bring her out. I know she wants to help her team, but it's hard to from the sideline. Coming into the game, back into the game, is going to be Hattie. Hattie Gross back in, the freshman. 4:29 to go. Grandview at the backcourt. We'll get it across the timeline with a little pass to Gosling. Out on top. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. Jennifer Jacobs will sweep it away. But with no one putting points on the board, well, Grandview is not extending their lead. Benedictine is not cutting into it. And the ball is going to be slapped away from Jacobs. It goes out of bounds. Ravens will have it at the baseline. Jacobs, Wade, Dubert, Gross, and Nicholson for BC now. 4:06 to go. Lady Ravens down 11. Comes in, Nicholson for three, and there it is. Kennedy Nicholson gets her first three of the game. She's got seven this evening, and it's 52-44. The Raven crowd comes to life a little bit as they feel a little spark of hope. Down eight now. Looking to the middle, no room. It goes to Ava. She'll go for three, miss it, rebound, Dubert. Surprised to see Grammy taking some of those lower percentage shots. Here's Nicholson going three again. That one hits the back of the rim. No. Nice rebound by Wade, top side. Wade will kick it to Nicholson, and Benedictine will set the offense. Here's Hattie. Top side to Wade. She'll go Nicholson. No, she'll keep it herself. Drive to the baseline and throw it into the hands of a defender. She turned and nothing but black jerseys in front of her. A wasted possession and back up with the Wacom Grandview with 3 minutes to go. Vikings top of the key, and Gosling will take a running shot that doesn't go in. But again, even though the Ravens come down with a rebound, four moments come off the clock. On the other side, Wade all alone under the bucket misses the layup. Here comes Grandview, 2:45 to go. 52-44. Grandview will drive into the lane, dish into the corner, rotate to the wing. Shot clock at 14. time. Getting away 2.5 minutes left in the game. Grandview will go left, go to the top, 5 on the shot clock, backing away, open, 3, nailed it. Huge 3-point shot. Ella Larson's got 14. And we'll take another Benedictine timeout. 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in this women's college basketball game. It's Grandview 55, Benedictine 44.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
With only 2 minutes and 18 seconds remaining, the Lady Vikings in front of Benedictine on the road here this afternoon, 55-44. Out of the timeout, Josie Weiser will come back into the game, and she's out there with Lauren Jubert and Riley Wade, out there with Kennedy Nicholson and Nicole Stork. Nicholson, 7 points. Dubert, 9. Weiser, 6. Wade, 3. Stork, 7. And now the Ravens will throw it away. Josie's able to save it. It's Nicholson left side. Stork on the floor. Backs in. Twists, turns, shoots, misses. Rebound, Josie. Flying around. And now we've got players all over the floor. And Diamond for the ball. But Josie giving a foul. No, we're going to get a foul taken by Grandview. It is a melee right now. Timeout with 1:56 to go. The score, Vikings 55, Lady Ravens 44.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
With only 1:56 to go in the ball game, Lady Ravens gonna have to come up with a plan here, and it'll be Nicole Stork, Randy Wade, Josie Weiser, Lauren Dubert, and Kennedy Nicholson to implement it. Grandview with Ella Larson bringing the ball and playing the backcourt. Ravens are gonna press. Solstice will take it, and it's gonna be knocked away from her. Stolen by Dubert, feeds across. Nicholson's layup will not go in. Rebound back to Grandview. See, sometimes you know you have to go fast, but if you try to go too fast, things happen, and now we're going to get a Dubert foul, and Benedictine's going to have to start committing fouls for Lauren. It'll be foul number 3. Nicholson has committed no fouls. She would be the likely candidate to maybe, if you're going to decide you're going to have to foul to do that. The ball will be put in play again from the near side, and bringing it in is going to be Ella Larson. Larson comes out on top to Gosling, and she gets fouled. That foul is going to be on Brueggemann. Again, Grandview will be putting it in play. Again, it's going to be Larson, and again, she'll bring it into Gosling. And here, you want the ball in those two hands if you're Grandview, because they're great shooters. Shot clock at 17, and slapping and reaching, and Brueggemann finally gets called for the foul. So that'll be a quick third one for her. And only team foul 4. So now we'll start shooting free throws for the next foul. And you probably really don't want to foul Gosling. They'll put the ball down to the baseline. You want Cleo, and that's who they fouled. So Cleo Murray for Grandview will come to the free throw line. And for Cleo, she is their second poorest free throw shooter out of the four. She is a 67% shooter. And the Ravens are going to get a little taller as they will take Brueggemann out of the game. The first free throw by Cleo is good. And she's having such a fantastic game. She's 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 17 points now. This one is good. Give her 18 points. Lady Ravens are trailing at 57-44. Benedictine in the fourth quarter has 6 points. Minute 20 to go. 3-point shot, Dubert. Nope. Rebound, Grandview. 75 seconds left. Vikings will come into the forecourt. And there's a crash. And as Josie takes a look at the rafters, she knows she's going to come off the floor. And she will have fouled out of the game. So Josie Weiser will foul out. With 1:10 to go, she will end with 6 points today on 2 of 11 shooting. And coming to the free throw line for Grandview, it'll be Ava Peterson. We haven't seen Ava today. So she's going to step out here, and her first free throw is perfect. Ava Peterson's a freshman from Superior, Wisconsin. That is her first point this afternoon. She will hit both free throws, 59-44. So the Lady Ravens will be at home for round one of the conference tournament on Tuesday. We'll find out who their opponent will be, but here's a 3-point shot. Nicholson, nope. Rebound Ravens in the last minute of the game now. Brueggemann sidesteps, goes to nope. Rebound Dubert. She'll bring it back out to Nicholson. Kicks it out to JJ. 3-point shot. Nicholson, there's one. A little late in the game to help this one, but it's 59-47. 40 seconds to play. And Grandview just going to go four corners here and run this thing down. They can take it down to about 12 or 13 seconds left. First season head coach Jasmine Store on her feet telling her team, just hold it out. Don't be taking any shots there. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. They'll take this clock violation. And there it is. So Benedictine will put it in play, down a dozen and 13 seconds to go. Smiles begin to creep across the faces of the Grandview players as they go back into the backcourt for defense. And here comes Brueggemann. She'll dish it over to the right side. Back to Kennedy. Nicholson goes for three. It won't go in. And a final score here this afternoon. Grandview, 59. Lady Ravens, 47. We'll return to the Nolan to summarize it for you after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Amber Will Atchison invites you to the first annual Community Health Walk, Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 3 at the Atchison Family YMCA Cray Community Center. This is a free event and all are welcome. Enjoy a 30-minute indoor walk, heart health tips, fun activities, snacks, and free swag for all attendees. Bring your completed Heart Month Challenge fitness log to be eligible to win great prizes from local businesses. Come out, connect with your neighbors, and put your heart health first. For more information, visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-360-5554.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nona Gymnasium, where the ladies' game is in the book, and the is it so that you know, and maybe a little programming note for Joseph so that he knows we are about to have senior day festivities for the guys. So the intermission between games will be a little longer duration than is normal. So we will bear that in mind. That all said, let's kind of recap that first game. Lady Ravens coming up short in that one. 59-47, outscored 15-9 in the fourth quarter, outscored 13-11 in the third quarter. They trailed by only four at halftime, but Grandview continued to stay with the plan. They were patient. They did not give Benedictine a lot of opportunities, and the Ravens end up coming up to short. Let's look at the scoring. First of all, for Grandview, really it's a three-player team. You've got Anna Gosling with 20, Cleo Murray with 18, and Ella Larson with 14. After that, Galbraith 3, Peterson 2, Salsas 2. So the three players for Grandview doing the damage. For Benedictine, one player in double-digit scoring, and that was Kennedy Nicholson with 10. She went 4 of 14 tonight. Lauren Dubert had 9. She was 2 of 9. 7-9 for Nicole Stork. 6 apiece for Josie Weiser and Riley Brueggemann. And those two, again, great shooters, but 2 of 11 for Weiser, 2 of 11 for Brueggemann today. It just wouldn't go in. 4 points for Jennifer Jacobs. She went 1 of 5. And then Riley Wade, 3 points, 2 for Hattie Gross. So for Benedictine, here's how it kind of shakes out. They go to 21-7 on the season. In the conference race at 18-6, they will be the number 3 team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's postseason basketball tournaments, and will be at home next Tuesday in a game that, of course, we're going to have here on Care Radio with an opponent yet to be determined. So we will see who it is, and we know where it is. It's here. We know when it is. It's Tuesday at 7. So that is how it's going to shake out. For the guys, a lot of dominoes have to fall, and for the Benedictine men, a win in this upcoming game is crucial to give them that opportunity to stay in the hunt for the conference tournament, and we'll see how that shakes out, because we're going to be back here in the NOLA to bring you that game. But first, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and here's what's happening here is, again, they recognize these Ravens seniors in front of a nice crowd here on senior day for the guys in the NOLA Gymnasium. Final score in game one. It was the Grandview Lady Vikings 59, Benedictine 47. We'll be back with the guys game. But first, we're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio just waiting to entertain you. Thank you, Joseph. Welcome back to the NOLA Gymnasium. Guys game, getting ready to go here before too long. But right now, joining us, Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. And Coach, Grandview coming down here today. Very good team. You guys battled hard, and some nights it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world for a coach. Yep. You get them where you want them to be, everything works out, and it just doesn't fall out.
Exactly. You know, that was the name of the game. You know, that's what I told them in the locker room. I'm super proud of how hard we played, how well we played. You know, we guarded defensively, held them 20 points below their average. You know, they're the number one three-point percentage team. Held them 29%. You know, held them at 36%. They're the number one field goal percentage team in the league. I mean, we did everything we had to win the game. We just couldn't make a shot, you know, and we had lots of great looks. Like you said, a lot of layups at the rim. We had, you know, open three-point shots by great three-point shooters, and we just couldn't, nothing would fall for us today. So it was frustrating. Yep.
Now, Grandview, they took a little different tack than we saw up in Des Moines. They tried to take the air out of this, didn't they? I mean, it felt like they were slowing it down, and they were running that shot clock down to single digits on every opportunity.
Maybe a little bit. You know, I thought we were guarding them well, though. You know, they didn't have a lot of lanes to the basket. You know, I thought we were doing a good job cutting them off. And so I don't think that, I mean, maybe that was their plan, but I feel like we did a great job not giving them open layups. You know, they had to work for every shot they got, and then had to shoot them late. And some of them, we even had some you know, shot clock violations on them. You know, they didn't get the shot off. So I think that, you know, I thought we guarded them really well there tonight.
We didn't see Carmen today. Is she ill?
She got injured yesterday in practice.
Okay.
So that's an unfortunate thing there, yes. So hopefully we'll have her by Tuesday, but we'll see.
Okay, and then that brings us to, okay, next thing up, and nobody knows on the schedule. I keep getting asked, so now I will ask you. It's Tuesday. It's here. It's 7 o'clock. what else do we know or what do we know?
We're playing Park, you know.
Okay,
so
I didn't know that.
Yep, no, going into the day, there are only two games that would matter, our two spots. So us and Grandview were deciding second and third, and then Baker and Clark were deciding eighth. You know, if Baker won, Clark lost, I think Baker could be eighth. But everything else is already situated. Even if Mount Mercy lost, they would have been tied with Park, but Park lost to them twice. So the tiebreaker was already set, so Park was going to be in the sixth spot, and Culver was going to be in the seventh spot no matter what. So, yeah, we've got Park coming to town on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
And to prepare for that, I mean, there's not much you can do. There's not a lot of time to do anything, and certainly having seen them twice, you know a lot about that.
True, you know, and yeah, so we'll have, you know, we'll be watching film and seeing if they're doing anything different over the last couple weeks, and then get in here Monday, get our practice, and get ready to go for the game on Tuesday.
Coach Cooper is a good coach.
He is. Yeah, he's having a good season over there. You know, I think they're, 17-9 or something like that. They're having a good year.
But speaking of good seasons, I mean, what we can never overlook is this is a great season that your guys are having, and it's just a matter of, like, going now with a little momentum and getting into that postseason, you know, 21 wins, that's pretty good and not done.
True, exactly. You know, and now we got to go out and try to win the tournament. You know, that's our goal, see the three games together, you know, and take them one at a time. But, I'm out ready to go. Last year we were able to do that as well and got, you know, one bucket away from winning it all. So we got to have that mindset, that mentality, and we get ready to go on Tuesday night.
And again, we're going to invite everybody up 7 o'clock Tuesday here. No, it's going to be just one game. It's going to be ladies only because now we go to the postseason and there'll be alternating nights with the men's tournament.
Correct. So women will play Tuesday, Friday, and the following Monday for the championship.
So there's a day off in the middle of that. Tuesday is not Thursday.
Tuesday to Friday. Yeah, that's what they wanted to do, was give everybody 2 days between games. So if there was any long travel, it wouldn't be that big as much of an issue, I guess.
Coach, we appreciate that you're coming up here, man, and we look forward to being back up here in the Nolan. And again, we'll keep reminding people, be here games at 7.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, and we're taking a little bit of a breather. Joseph, give me about 90, and we'll be back with the guys' game here on CARE.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.